Good afternoon. More than 50 prefabricated homes burnt down yesterday evening when a fire broke out on the Pueblo Fiesta Lazy Days holiday park in Maina. Around 90 people were on the site at the time, most of them British. No one was injured in the fire, although the emergency services treated several people for shock and panic attacks. Firefighters were deployed to the site in the area known as Cañada Reagana, along with members of the Civil Protection, Health Services, Local Police and the Guardia Civil. The flames were brought under control at around 7 p.m. after more than 2 hours. The Pueblo Fiesta Lazy Days, known in the area as the English Campsite, was opened some 12 years ago. The cause of the fire is not yet known. A bipartisan group of 13 U.S. senators have asked the U.S. Trade Representative's office to remove 25% tariffs imposed in October on European Union food, wines and spirits. The tariffs, in retaliation for EU subsidies for Airbus, hit French wine, Italian cheese and Spanish olives, amongst other products. The senators said in their letter that American restaurants, retailers, grocers, importers and distributors were experiencing severe economic hardship due to the increased cost of the goods. Last month, Airbus said it would increase loan repayments to both France and Spain in a final bid to reverse the US tariffs and jog the United States into settling a 16-year-old dispute over billions of dollars of aircraft subsidies. Police have broken up a coronavirus party where guests were allegedly trying to spread the disease on purpose. More than 60 people were found camping on an out-of-bounds Tenerife beach in what the police called a get-together to spread COVID-19. Guardia Civil officers swooped to shut down the gathering, with youngsters forced to dismantle their tents, but officials say the party was a very serious threat. Los Patos Beach on Tenerife, where the alleged coronavirus party took place, is traditionally a well-known nudist beach. And a British man has been arrested for trying to transport 18 kilograms of hashish from the Costa del Sol airport in Malaga to Manchester in the UK. He was caught during a control search at the airport in which his luggage was inspected. The 34-year-old suitcase was found to contain 179 packages of hashish, which were all vacuum-packed. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.